You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Business Book Club, where we summarize the best business books in under 3 minutes. Today we're diving into one of the most popular self-help books of all time, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This timeless guide provides practical strategies for building relationships and influencing others in both business and life. We'll also talk a bit about the author and share some modern day examples of these principles in action. Let's get started. Before we jump into the book, let's take a quick look at Dale Carnegie himself. Born in 1888 in Missouri, Carnegie began his career as a public speaking teacher. His classes became so popular that they evolved into his legendary courses on interpersonal skills, leadership, and self-improvement. How to Win Friends and Influence People, published in 1936, became an instant classic and remains one of the best-selling books of all time. Carnegie's principles are rooted in common sense, yet they've helped millions of people navigate social and professional relationships more effectively. In How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie provides timeless advice on how to connect with others, build rapport, and persuade people to your point of view. Here are the key principles, along with modern-day examples of how they've been applied. 1. Show genuine interest in others. Carnegie's first rule is to take a sincere interest in people. Ask questions, listen actively, and show empathy. Oprah Winfrey is a great example of this principle. Throughout her career, Oprah has built deep, authentic connections with her guests by truly listening to their stories. This ability to make others feel heard and valued is one reason for her success as a media mogul and interviewer. 2. Smile. A simple smile can go a long way in making a positive impression. Carnegie taught that smiling conveys warmth and openness, encouraging people to engage with you. Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, is known for his approachable and friendly demeanor. Whether he's meeting employees or negotiating business deals, Branson's smile and positive attitude help break down barriers and build rapport. 3. Remember and use people's names. Carnegie stressed the importance of remembering and using people's names because it shows respect and personal attention. Barack Obama was famous for his ability to recall names and personal details about people he met, from world leaders to ordinary citizens. This small gesture made people feel valued and helped him establish strong connections with those around him. 4. Be a good listener. Carnegie emphasized the power of listening. People love to talk about themselves, and by giving them that opportunity, you can build rapport. Elon Musk, despite being an introvert, is known for his intense focus when listening to others, whether it's during meetings or interviews. His ability to actively listen and understand different perspectives is a key factor in his success as a leader and innovator. 5. Make the other person feel important. One of the core principles in the book is to make others feel important and valued. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, is known for his thoughtful leadership style. He takes time to personally acknowledge and appreciate the contributions of Apple employees, often sending thank you notes and recognizing their efforts. This attention to making people feel important has built a culture of respect and loyalty within the company. 6. Avoid criticizing, condemning, or complaining. Carnegie argued that criticism rarely produces positive change. Instead, focus on constructive feedback and encouragement. Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, embodies this principle. When he took over the company, he shifted the culture from one of internal competition to one of collaboration and growth by promoting empathy, constructive feedback, and support rather than criticism and blame. 7. Give honest and sincere appreciation. People crave appreciation, and Carnegie taught that offering genuine praise can inspire loyalty and motivate others. Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Meta, often publicly praises her team's efforts and gives sincere appreciation for their work. Her open recognition of others' contributions has helped foster a positive, empowering work environment. 8. Win people over to your way of thinking. To persuade others, Carnegie advises showing respect for their opinions and encouraging open dialogue. Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, mastered this approach by fostering a culture of disagree and commit. At Amazon, Bezos encourages his team to voice their opinions even when they disagree, but once a decision is made, everyone commits fully. This inclusive approach builds trust and cooperation. Here are 3 quick tips on how you can start using the principles from How to Win Friends and Influence People today. 1. Listen more, talk less. Like Elon Musk, focus on active listening in your conversations. ask open-ended questions, give people your full attention, and let them share their thoughts. The more you listen, the more people will feel heard and valued. 2. Use names and offer genuine praise. Like Barack Obama, remember people's names and use them in conversations. It shows respect and attention to detail. Also, offer sincere appreciation when someone does a good job. It will build trust and loyalty. 3. Avoid criticism and focus on positives. Like Satya Nadella, shift from criticizing others to offering constructive feedback and support. When conflicts arise, find ways to address the issue without blaming others. Focus on positive reinforcement and encouragement. That's a quick summary of How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Whether it's Oprah Winfrey's ability to make people feel heard or Tim Cook's sincere appreciation for his team, Carnegie's principles are still making an impact today. If you apply these strategies, you'll be able to improve your relationships, build influence, and lead more effectively. If you found this summary helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for more business book insights. Remember, how you treat others can shape your success as much as your skills. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.